This is St. Louis Public Radio. In the first 2 months of this year, more than a dozen children in the St. Louis area were shot. Four of them died. Living in that kind of violence has forced some families to come up with unexpected ways to keep their children safe. And the stress of growing up in these conditions could have long-lasting effects into adulthood. Kara Anthony of Kaiser Health News reports. She begins at a Hamilton Heights daycare on the city's west side.
I'm at Little Explorers Learning Center.
O-R-A-N-G-E.
Teacher Tawanda Brand is drilling the kids on their spelling. Brand nods, giving her approval. Then it's time for a different kind of drill. Today, Brand is teaching them what to do when gunfire erupts nearby.
Dory Explorer, where are
we? Dora is a code word. It's a signal for the kids to drop to the floor. Most of the children get down. Others walk around, sending Brand on a chase as she tries to corral the group. And even though today's drill sounds playful, sometimes it's not a game. Sometimes the danger is real. Daycare director Tess Trice says a bullet came through the window last year while the children were inside. Then, the very next day, bullets flew again.
And we heard gunshots. We got on the floor. Eventually, when we got up and looked out the window, we saw a body out there.
When police tape goes up in the neighborhood, it's a hurtful reminder that adults have to find ways to keep children safe. That's why drills aren't just happening at daycares. They're also happening at home. At their apartment in East St. Louis, 13-year-old Anaja and her siblings hide in the dark.
We turn the TV down, we turn the lights off, and we hurry up and get down on the ground.
The family practices what to do when they hear gunshots. Mom, Kiana Hicks, tells the kids to get ready. Then their grandmother claps her hands to simulate the sound of gunfire.
Like shots fired. What would you do?
Get on the ground. Everybody. What?
Okay, I'm going to make the noise. And that's how it's done.
All four children stay flat on the floor, head down, until their mother tells them that it's okay to get up. Hicks says she drills the kids a few times a month to keep them prepared. Across the river in North St. Louis, 16-year-old Mariah says even though she knows what to do when bullets fly, she still has a difficult time processing the sound of violence. Last winter, she was babysitting her little cousins when
all of a sudden, I heard the loudest gunshots I've ever heard in my life. My ears rung. It couldn't have been no further than, like, my doorstep. I immediately dropped to the floor, and then in a split second, the second thing that ran through my head is, like, oh, my God, the kids. I just see, like, the kids, like, and they're just, like, down there. And Anaya is 6, and her brother is 3, and Anaya is just telling him, like, no, you have to stay down. You can't move, Junior. Like, stop playing around. This is serious. Like, Mama said, if I hear a big noise, don't move.
Everyone walked away physically okay that day. But later that night, Mariah says she pulled out strands of her hair to relieve the stress. For her, the sound of gunfire has become an anxiety trigger that's hard to deal with. That's why licensed professional counselor Lakeisha Davis encourages parents to teach their kids how to cope. She says getting on the floor only explains
how they're maintaining their physical safety, but no one's addressing the emotional and the mental toll that this takes on individuals.
Davis heads up one of the few mental health agencies for kids in St. Louis. For 20 years, she's been working with children who have experienced trauma.
Can you imagine as a child, you are sleeping, you know, no care in the world as you sleep, and being jarred out of your sleep to get under the bed and hide?
That's one example of what experts call an adverse childhood experience, often referred to as ACEs. Davis says kids who experience violence or witness it frequently are more likely to have chronic health issues such as high blood pressure, diabetes, and depression as adults.
You know, our brain is impacted by this fight or flight response. That's supposed to happen in rare instances, you know, but when you're having them happen every single day, you're having these chemicals released in the brain on a daily basis. How does that affect you as you get older?
But future health problems are hard to think about when you're just trying to survive. That's why Mariah's mom, Isha Taylor, tries to minimize the violence around them.
You have to get over it. You have to strive to overcome it. There's absolutely nothing I can do about it. You know what I mean? And I don't harp on it.
She's just trying to teach her daughter to be resilient. For St. Louis Public Radio, I'm Kara Anthony.
Kara Anthony is a reporter for Kaiser Health News, a news partner of St. Louis Public Radio. St. Louis Public Radio's Carolina Hidalgo also contributed to this story.